You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And to help get us up to speed on the Eagles, Jimmy Kemski, Eagles writer, the Philly voice, joins us here on The Fan. Jimmy, thanks for a few minutes. We appreciate you. How are you?
I like that recorded intro. And I was going to maybe come down to DMV area early to get that open bar.
But yeah,
the bar is open, but it's not an open bar.
It's not closed, but it's not the kind of open you want it to be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, Jimmy, we appreciate you hopping aboard. Thank you for the insight in advance. But we're trying to get to the bottom of this Eagles matchup. Let's just start with the 31-0 beatdown of the Raiders. Did they just happen to play a bad team for a day, or did they fix some of their issues?
That's the worst team I've seen in years, that Raiders team that they played last week. They are better on offense. They've struggled really since their bye, which was 4 or 5 weeks ago, offensively. They struggled to run the ball all year. They, you know, their passing game has been predictable and bland and boring. So, you know, they have some problems on offense. Defensively, I don't care if you play, like, if you shut a team out and you hold them 75 yards, that's impressive. So I think they played really well. They played really well the week before, too, in their Monday night loss to the Chargers. Nothing they could do about Jalen Hurts throwing 4 interceptions in that game and fumbling and having a 5th turnover with a fumble. So, yeah, the defense is playing really, really well right now. The offense is still trying to find their footing, you know, really deep into the season here in December.
I still think they're good. But it doesn't feel like great like last year, where there's always drama, there's always something swirling around, and last year it was fuel, this year it seems to be maybe an impediment. I still think they're good. A, do you agree with that? And B, do you think they kind of are able to get over whatever this is and turn it up?
So the big difference for me between last year and this year is the run game for a lot of different reasons. First of all, the interior of the line, well, really the whole line, isn't playing as well as it did last year. So Landon Dickerson, left guard, Cam Jurgens, center, they're both banged up, have been banged up all year. And they're playing through a lot of different things, and they're just not as good. I mean, very simply, they're just not as good as they were a year ago. Tyler Steen is now the right guard. He's good in pass pro. He's not as good a run blocker as the guy that was there last year, Mekhi Becton. And then Lane Johnson's kind of been in and out of the lineup all year. He's out still. This will be the 5th game that in a row that he'll miss. And then left tackle, Jordan Mailata, still a very good player. But in my opinion, he hasn't been as good as he was a year ago. So Saquon Barkley, you know, his numbers are obviously way, way, way down. I mean, you guys saw what they did to the Commanders really in all 3 games last year. They had over 200 rushing yards in all 3 of those games. And, you know, I don't think that the Commanders' run D has improved really at all from last year to this year. But that'll be equalized some by this Philadelphia run offense that it's just not even close to what it was. And I think another factor, too, is Jalen Hurts, I've heard that he doesn't want to run the ball. Like, he doesn't want to have a lot of designed quarterback runs in the game plan, is my understanding of what's happening there. They've called more of that in recent weeks. But for the majority of the season, they haven't really run a lot of that. And I think that's a big part of their identity offensively in the run game, is that he's a threat to run, takes a lot of the pressure off of Saquon, draws a defender toward Hurts on those read option plays, and really just hasn't been the same. So, you know, we'll see if they can get it going the last 3 weeks of the season, but that's been the biggest difference.
We're getting the down low on the Eagles from Jimmy Kamsky, who covers the team on Grant and Danny. Speaking of Jalen Hurts, well, before I even get into my questions on him, why doesn't he want the design runs?
Well, I mean, he got concussed in the game in Washington last year. He suffered a shoulder injury in 2022, late in the season against the Bears. So that's just my speculation. I haven't gotten any reasoning on, you know, again, like I just heard that he doesn't want a lot of runs in the game plan. I haven't gotten any reasoning on why, but you know, it stands to reason that because he's gotten hurt a couple times in late in the year when they've had design runs. So I think that's part of it. And I think the Eagles coaching staff has kind of been on board with it because they don't want to get their quarterback hurt either. So, you know, I think they're kind of just waiting to unleash it maybe late in the season when the games are starting to mean a lot more. And I don't know if maybe that affected their chances of, you know, getting the one seed or the two seed or whatever. They're probably going to end the season being the three seed in the NFC. So I don't know, maybe that's a part of that, but you know, certainly they have ramped it up a little bit these last 2 weeks and will probably continue to do so from now until however they last in the playoffs.
Jimmy, why does it seem big picture that there's always something swirling there with this group in Philadelphia? I mean, last year, the coach is yelling at fans and they won the Super Bowl. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if my coach wants to yell at me for a Super Bowl, that's totally fine. But it always seems like there's extra dramatics. I know it's the league and I know there's always something going on, but it always seems like that's a little bit extra there in Philly. Is that just coverage or is that really there's always something swirling?
I think in a different market, a lot of it would be hidden a little better. Mm-hmm. So part of it is coverage, but I mean, it's hard to, when you have as much talent as they do, it's hard to keep everyone happy, in my opinion. You know, A.J. Brown's not getting the ball as much as he did his first two seasons here in Philly in 2022 and 2023. He didn't get the ball a ton last year either when they won the Super Bowl. It was a little over 1,000 yards on the season. You know, this year his targets were down significantly until really about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And he wants the ball, and that's just kind of the nature of that position. When you're a really good receiver, you want the ball to come your way, and it wasn't, and he wasn't thrilled about it. And that's kind of where most of the drama has been this year between, you know, Hurts and A.J. Brown and A.J. Brown's unhappiness with the offense. And it's just, it never ends. Like, they're a very fun team to cover in that way because there's always something going on. But you're right. It does always seem to – there does always seem to be some kind of drama with this team, you know, whether they're winning or losing.
What is your evaluation of Hurts? I find him to be one of the most polarizing and just complicated guys to actually, when you watch, like, decide how good is this player. It would seem to me like they won a Super Bowl. He's been lights out incredible in both of their Super Bowls. He's played huge in some of their biggest playoff games, there's no doubt. But he does seem like a limited passer when you watch him, and you know, a lot of the stuff is outside. He drops these beautiful deep balls into the bucket enough that it's kind of, like, hard to say anything overly negative, but they don't have a whole lot in the middle of the field. It's not something he does anticipatorily well. Like, how do you see him? Because I just find him so complicated.
Yeah, I think they hit the major points there. Throws a really good deep ball over the middle of the field. He doesn't like throwing over the middle of the field all that much, so it's predictable where he's going to go with the ball sometimes. I do think he's smart. I do think he's hyper-competitive, and he's got that run element that he adds to the offense. And when he doesn't participate in the run game as much as he has in recent years, I think you're taking away part of his skill set that makes him, you know, the good player that he is. But yeah, just as a pure pocket passer, you know, I think there's certainly a lot of guys in the league that are better than him at that. And, you know, I think we've seen some games where that's just kind of what they've had him be. And, you know, it's underwhelming sometimes. So, like, you know, I think he's at his best when he's passing 20, 25 times in a game. He gets involved in the run game. The run game's working. they let the defense do their thing. And what he does a really good job of, aside from the four interception game against the Chargers, which, you know, is a pretty big caveat, is he doesn't turn the ball over. It's just really that one game where he had a lot of turnovers, and otherwise he just doesn't turn it over. He didn't turn over much last year. He didn't turn it over. I think he only had one interception, one or two, leading into that Monday night game in L.A. So he does a really good job of that. Like, he's conservative with the football, which, you know, some people are fine with and other people find very boring and predictable. But, yeah, so he's a very polarizing player. Obviously, he's played his best when the games have mattered a lot. Like, he kind of went on a little bit of a heater in the NFC Championship game and in the Super Bowl. And, you know, that's kind of a big factor. Like, that's kind of a big deal. But during the regular season, he can kind of bore you at times.
No doubt. I do wonder, too, and Jimmy Kemsky, the Philly voice, is with us previewing the Eagles game.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What is the general consensus, if there is one, in the fan base? Because, like you say, well, they won the Super Bowl last year. And you could kind of end the conversation there. But that's as talented a team. You were talking about how bad the Raiders are. I mean, you can make the case that Eagles team, top to bottom, 1-53, was one of the 5 or 10 most talented teams of the last decade or something. So, yeah, they won the Super Bowl, but he had a great receiving core, the best offensive line, the best running back. They were really good. The elite defense playing at a Super Bowl level. They should have won the Super Bowl. Like, where are you at on that?
Yeah, I think there's a general feeling nationally anyway that he got carried to a Super Bowl. And I don't necessarily agree with that because he really did play well in the playoffs. I don't know if they do what they did throughout the playoffs without the way that he played. Locally, you can put any quarterback in the spotlight and there's going to be people that don't like him. And there's going to be people that like him. I'll give you a second. Like, Sam Bradford stunk when he was the quarterback here. And he had fans that would defend him to the death. And there will be fans of Jalen Hurts that do that. And then there will be people that just hate whoever the quarterback is, whether it's Carson Wentz or Sam Bradford or it's, you know, Michael Vick or Kevin Cobb or Donovan McNabb or Jalen Hurts. So it's always in this town, it's always, you know, the quarterback's always going to be polarizing. I think the one exception is Nick Foles, who won their first Super Bowl, of course. But him aside, I think, you know, there's always going to be a polarizing effect with the quarterback.
Jimmy, a few years ago, Philadelphia boat raced everybody in terms of sack totals. I think it was 70 in 2022. I don't remember a season like that. That was just unbelievable. Where they were the second place team, I think, was further behind them than the last place team was to the second place team. If that quantification made any sense, unbelievable. The pass rush this year doesn't feel the same. Is it just a totally different defense at this point? Obviously, I know the personnel have changed dramatically, but they don't seem to get after the passer to the same degree.
Yeah, that year you're talking about, Hassan Reddick had, I think,
like 16. And then they had three other guys that had 10 or more. Brandon Graham, Javon Hargrave, and I guess it would have been Josh Sweat, maybe, who had, they all had at least 10.
It was
10.
Sweat, yeah.
Yeah, so, they were crazy that year getting after the passer. And I agree, for the most part this year, the pass rush has been underwhelming. But last 2 weeks, they've really gotten after the passer. I mean, they beat the hell out of Justin Herbert in that Monday night game. The edge rushers in particular have really ramped up. Jalix Hunt is a second-year guy who's really come on lately. They traded for Jalen Phillips at the trade deadline. He's been really good for them. And then they just recently got Nolan Smith back from injury. He's starting to play a little better now, too. And then Brandon Graham, he came back from retirement. He had two sacks in the Raiders game. But they really got after Justin Herbert in that Monday night game, and then they really got after Kenny Pickett this past weekend against the Raiders. So they picked it up. And then the interior guys, like Jalen Carter is awesome. Like, he's just an extreme talent. He's not had a good year, and he's been banged up. So at some point, if he can get healthy, he's out. He's going to be out in this game. But at some point, if he can get healthy, then they're a big problem. Because the other interior guys, Jordan Davis has had a good year. And then kind of an underrated guy is Moro Ojomo, another interior defensive lineman. He's had a good year. I think he's got 5.5 sacks this year. They've been a lot better in the last few weeks. And I think that's kind of something they can hang their hat on, you know, going forward and into the playoffs. I do agree that they, for the most part, they weren't great this season, but they've really picked it up in the last couple weeks.
Quinyon Mitchell, the corner, feels like a budding superstar, one of the best in the league. How is he playing right now? That matchup he's had with McLaurin, where they let him travel and cover him head-to-head in these games, has been fun.
If he had ball skills, he'd have a chance to be an all-timer. Like, he just doesn't pick off many passes, but he just shuts guys down. I mean, he's had, I think it's 7 games so far this year where he's limited receivers that he's covered to under 20 yards or something like that. He's been ridiculous this year. And Hooper DeJean is the other guy in the secondary who's, you know, just awesome. He was a really good player. And then one of the big concerns this year for the Eagles was their CB2, whether it was going to be a Dory Jackson or a Keely Ringo. And they've kind of settled on a Dory Jackson as the season has progressed. He's actually been pretty good too. So he was like a very popular target of the fan base. They didn't like what they were seeing from him like first half of the season, but he's kind of picked it up lately, and he's been playing well also. But yeah, Quinyon Mitchell is probably going to be an all pro in my opinion this year. Cooper DeJean has a chance to do that too. Those two guys are special, and they're going to be, you know, very good players for a long time.
What's the key to this matchup going both ways here for the Eagles going against a Washington team that isn't very good, to be quite frank with you? And, you know, what does Washington have to do to try to stay in this game?
Yeah, I think when I look at the 2022 season, where they won that game in Philly, I think it was. The Eagles had a long winning streak, and they finally lost to Washington in Philly. And Washington just had one of those games where they ran it, they stuck to the run, they got themselves into, you know, short third downs, converted like a high percentage of their third downs, just played keep away and outlasted them. I think like that's how they win this game. Like the one thing I think Commanders have going for them this season, you know, that running back committee, they're all averaging, you know, 4.5 yards per carry or better. Mariota's obviously a weapon with his legs. The Eagles have had 2 games this year where they just got bullied against the run. One of them was against the Giants. Yeah, back in like week 6, it was ugly. Like Cam Scataboo and Jackson Dart just ran all over him. And then it was even worse in, I think it was week 13, the Bears came into Philly, and they just ran it down their throats all day. So they've had 2 pretty bad games against the run. If they can, you know, if Washington can find a way to run the ball against this defense, they got a chance, is what I would say. But I think, you know, the matchups pretty overwhelmingly favor Eagles, you know, across the board otherwise.
I just don't see how Washington secondary has a way of slowing down A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith in this game. That's where I kind of feel like it's a loss before it starts.
Yeah, on paper, I would agree. But the Eagles have had their share of games where they should be able to move the ball through the air against whoever they're playing and just haven't. So you know, they've had their sluggish days on offense, and if they have that in conjunction with not being able to stop the run on the other side of the ball, you know, that's the path that I think that, you know, Commanders can win that game.
All right, call your shot. Give us a prediction. Don't sugarcoat it. It's okay. We can take it. We've been bad all year.
Yeah, I think the Eagles win. I don't think it's a high scoring game. Probably something like 26-17.
You know how in football timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.